Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Oh my God, it is busy now. Gooser's Bard, Eating House in Ballina and Killaloe. We were saying earlier, it's really two towns, so we're twinning. We're in Ballina right now, celebrating both communities with My Town Commission Amman. And we're delighted that Olive Foley's joined us. I'm going to say in studios out of habit, but we're in a beautiful place and a beautiful Gooser's Bar. How are you?
Good, Alison. Thank you very much.
You're very festive looking. I know this is radio. But you are sparkling from your head to your toes.
Thank you. I'm in the festive mood. I've eaten mince pies for breakfast.
Have you? No.
Yeah, did you? Yeah, it's true.
So, Olive, people know you as like an incredible advocate, an amazingly strong woman who went through something in a good few years ago now when you lost someone who everybody loved, Axel Foley, and you've just turned, you've turned your grief into something incredible.
Yeah, Anthony died in October 2016, so that's 8 years ago, last October. And at the time, my children were 8 and 11.
So young.
Yeah, they were still in primary school here in Killaloe. And I was introduced to this little centre called the Children's Grief Centre in Limerick. I'd never heard of it before. And Sister Helen had set up the Grief Centre, I think it's about 15 years ago this year she set it up. She's since retired. And I brought the children in there where they were able to get the support to help them with their grief. I immediately had a bond with the centre. I loved it from the minute I went in the door. It's a beautiful place, beautiful, beautiful place to that just helps so many children in, you know, around our area, you know, Clare, Limerick, Tipperary, and further afield. But I'd been bringing the children there a little while, and Sister Helen asked me to come on board as their ambassador.
Wow.
So I have been working in this role for about the last 6 years. So I just help bring awareness to the centre, to highlight children's grief.
And all of it's not necessarily, it is about, you know, someone passing, but it's about a divorce or any sort of trauma in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is to help children between the ages of 4 and 18 help them with their grief if they have lost a parent, a sibling, a grandparent, whatever level of grief that they need help with, but also helps children who have come from homes where their parents have separated. These children can suffer quite similarly to children who are grieving. Some children, not all children, need support in this area, but a lot of children do. And so the centre has the facilities and the room now, because we have a beautiful new building and lots more room to help more children.
Incredible.
We have quite a significant waiting list there for a while, but we're working through that really well at the moment, thank God.
And Olive, when I knew that we were going to be talking to you, I did think of my own mother, because we were 14 when Dad died, and at the time you just feel sorry for yourself, and you don't necessarily as a child look to your remaining parent and go, this is pretty tough on them as well. And so I always think of, I just think of you in that respect, like that, you know, your gorgeous sons. Tony was here last night. We didn't know he was your son at the time. He was serving us fizzy drinks. And like, they're remarkable, and they're a testament to you and to Axel, but it's so tough, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, they were 8 and 11 at the time. And, you know, as a mother, you want to do everything to help these children. You do forget about yourself. Sometimes you get lost in it. But I have been really blessed with, I live in a great place. I know we're all saying that Killaloe is amazing, but it really is Killaloe, Ballina. And I have the greatest friends, and I had the greatest support I could ever imagine. This whole town, I could cry now, listen to
this.
I know,
because
they're all here looking at me, and you know who you are.
We can both cry if we want to.
And, you know, the whole town, they just propped me up.
Yeah. And tell me this as well. So, like, obviously, when someone's so famous and so legendary, and someone who's meant so much to other people, they've, you know, you've carried on the name, and you've done lots of wonderful things with it. And rugby stayed such a big part of your own family life as well. Like, and all of that's a really strong connection, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. And, you know, the rugby community were amazing, and they still are. They're amazing to me. And, you know, with still huge family involvement, my father-in-law, Brendan Foley, is the president of the Munster branch this year.
Right.
And, you know, the kids are, you know, they're doing, you know, they all play rugby. rugby. Yeah. And, you know, it's a big family tradition.
And, like, everyone's so behind it now as a sport. Like, you know, they always were, but especially Munster as well. But, like, it's so incredible for spectators now to see such an incredible, like, national team and provincial teams as well.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
You're an inspiration. You're an inspiration. And all
thank
of
you very
a
much.
Big round of applause. And thank you so much. The details of the Children's Grief Center. Can people find Children's Grief Center online? Children's Grief Center, they can find it online.
Yeah, you can find it online. And as another, just really quickly, next week is Bereaved Children's Awareness Week. So there's lots of really interesting things. Just keep a little eye out for it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.